Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 Dish. I'm your host, Kevin Pond. Yes, that Kevin Pond. What's that? Let me put it this way. If time travel were possible, I would absolutely not kill Hitler when he was a baby. I would get a job teaching where he became an art student. Then I would encourage him to be the best young artist in the school. Eventually, I'd get his work featured in a few galleries. Nothing too big, you know, just enough so he made a modest living from his creativity. All along, I was secretly the only one buying his paintings and making sure he had become a young, respected painter. Also, I would introduce him to some really cool Jews. Fun people his age who are attractive and charming. And they would take him to parties and he would grow to dig these funky Jews. Oh, Adolf, you fool. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hey to Chris Alvarado, collector of hearts. Have you dined out with friends yet? And if not, what are you doing for lunch Friday?
Oh, baby. I have, and not just any friends, but my pandemic dog park friends.
Ooh, look out.
Yeah, people that we met behind the mask.
Sure.
As it were, for a year. We were very respectful of each other's space and mask wearing. And then came the vaccines and then some light opening up here in Studio City, California. And we went out to dinner with them.
Nice.
Lovely, lovely time just to talk to a couple people that you met at the dog park.
Oh, that is so cool. And how fortuitous that the city named that dog park Pandemic Park. Hey, what the who? It's Atul Singh, Spice of Life. Favorite thing you overheard anyone say recently?
I haven't been around anybody. so I eavesdropped.
Yeah. But your wife.
You heard Chris though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I did oversee. I went on a walk yesterday and there was a yellow couch. Somebody had put out couches onto the street for people to take.
Yeah, they fucking do.
I'm assuming it was an art project because it just had red paint splattered on it and just like half a grocery bag covering it.
And it. What?
Yeah, and it made me think of that meme or whatever is like overheard in LA, but just like overseen in LA. Like I was like, somebody messed up a murder and then tried to just put it out for recycling.
Can't wait to see the photos you definitely took. And now James Heaney, Jingly Jim, was there a memorable ski trip you care to share?
I don't know if I told it before, but in sixth grade, I went skiing and the very first time up, it might've been fifth grade. It doesn't matter. Fifth or sixth. I went up the ski lift.
No, it does matter. So was it fifth scared. Or sixth? God damn it.
I think it was sixth grade. I think it was a sixth grade trip.
Then can we call it sixth grade?
Yeah, let's call it sixth.
Okay.
So the very first time up the chairlift that takes you all the way up the top, mm-hmm. I got too scared to get off.
Sure.
So it started to go back up again.
Oh, I thought
and
you were say
it
so
was
you
about
stopped
to
masturbating.
Turn around the go top ahead. Part, mm-hmm. I got even more scared that it was going to dump me and I was going to fall. So I jumped. So I jumped out of the chairlift and I just crumpled on the ground.
First of all, everyone had the same fear on the way up and many, if not a larger percentage, chose to stay on it and ride back down. Only 1% jumped.
Yeah, I guess I'm a 1%er.
That's
yeah,
fear.
I don't know what I thought was going to happen, but I remember that fear really well.
Yeah.
And I didn't see anybody on the chairs going down. Nope. So I thought I thought maybe at the turn it was going to turn sideways and just shake off anybody that was.
It's very intimidating that moment when it's time to just glide off the chair at the top. You see other people do it and you're like, man, that looks easy. Then it's your turn. It's like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
It's the worst part about skiing. I hate it.
And there's Craig Kakowski. Kakao, will you be joining Chris and I for lunch?
Look at this dude. Look at this dude. Look, Kevin, look at this guy. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Craig ain't got time for that, dude. Look at him.
I don't know if time is the issue.
It's not time.
What time are we doing?
Have you dined in a restaurant yet?
My wife and I went out for our first restaurant meal in 14 months last week, and we returned to the scene of the crime, place in the neighborhood where we had last eaten the night before the shutdown started. So March 12th, and we dined outside, and it wasn't crazy.
Congratulations. And again, how fortuitous that the city named that restaurant Scene of the Crime. All right, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions. Oh,
I'm here too, but
right,
whatever.
Joey.
Who gives a shit?
Right. Hey, weirdly shaped balls, which fetish are you glad you tried and decided there was simply no future in it?
He's got the couch.
That looks way more like blood than I thought.
Yeah. Back what to, fetish was I into?
What fetish did you try and decide it was simply no future in it?
Cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm. As I was saying, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gather from your listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks like video of Joey. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. We also have video of Chris looking in the mirror and going, eh. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. All right, here's a note from patron alchemaniac and forever friend to the show, Mary Grace. Hey, all. Thank you so much for using my last suggestion, and a huge thank you to Chris for having the same mindset as me when first hearing the term, what was it?
Post-holing.
Post-holing. God damn it, yes. I was actually on a hike to a Denali viewpoint when a group of snowshoers said, oh, you're post-holing something. Well, there it was. I could have just gone ahead. So I had immediate context, but nonetheless, I have a gutter brain and went there anyway. I tried to email you guys yesterday as soon as I heard the episode, but Patreon messaging was down. Kevin, you asked for an Alaska update. So here we go. This is a unique, magical, strange place. I miss the community of Westside and have yet to develop a group or community of friends here, but I explore every chance I get. I have been to multiple glaciers. Wow. Seen the Northern Lights multiple times. Jesus. Gone on a dog sledding adventure. And been to the hot springs here, just to name a few. God damn. For Joey, that's I left way, LA on December 16th.
Than the West Side community. Sorry, that's way better than the West Side community.
Way better than the West Side. I'm leaving the West Side today.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. I officially began my time here in Anchorage on December 23rd. Alaska presented me with some good opportunities in the nursing world, a new area of the profession, an adventure of a place to live, and some financial stuff that will likely leave me debt-free in 2 years' time. That is also my commitment to working here 2 years. Arriving in December on one of the shortest days of the year was odd. Learning that darkness really is an issue was only something I didn't plan was also something I didn't plan for. I didn't know how much it was already impacting me until there was a day of full sunlight after lots of darkness. I could actually feel my energy shift. What makes it even more strange is that the amount of light is also a mind fuck. Sunset is now 10:15 p.m. with actual darkness not until 11. Sunrise, 5:30 a.m. And of course, it starts to get light before that. Well, I'm sure you have many other fan letters to read, but I wanted to check in since it was asked. And I offer a place for any of you as a crash pad. If you want to come up while I'm still here, please know my place is pretty humble. You are welcome to use me as a base. I think she means my place. if you have an adventure you want to plan here, loving all that you do. Keep the laughs rolling from Alaska. Love, MG. So no scene suggestion, but just spectacular. As
nice
letters
to, hear from her.
To yes, us Bruce. Go. So thank you, Mary Grace. Scene one comes from patron VIP Allison Callie, who wrote, enjoying the podcast and thank you for the great work each of you do. So one of my coworkers hired someone off Craigslist to pressure wash their wooden deck to save money. Well, it went as you might suspect, and they ended up with a damaged wood deck full of grooves and splintered wood. Scene suggestion, incompetent and properly trained people on Craigslist getting hired for complex tasks. Have a good one, Allison Callie. This is the backyard. I don't know how much we'll need you back here today. But
I mean, we know a backyard when we see it. This isn't our first job.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay. Is it your name again? Sorry.
My name's Jerry. Okay.
Hey, Jerry, and relax. Jerry, relax.
No, this guy's right, trying to explain what a backyard is.
I understand, baby. Look, I just brought you on the job. It's just like for some extra money. Relax. All right. Just relax.
Okay. Okay.
He gets
okay.
a little testy when people like, you know, tell him about things. He knows a lot of things. He does a lot of things. So.
Oh, so I mean, you guys have been on lots of jobs before. So you know that moment that happens when people take you around to an area and they introduce it.
I'll tell you,
you know
what, we did time together and I know what it's like to be taken around to an area. All right.
Hey, Jerry, come on. What? Jerry, no one wants to hear that.
What?
No,
are you talking about rape? What do you mean?
What?
No.
We did time together.
Yeah, we did time. What are you talking about?
No. Right. You were taken around to an area. What happened?
Yeah, people well, show their right. art.
You do
they
illegal
their art
things in the other area.
Drugs,
you know, oh, and do they say, these are the showers. Here's the, even though you know.
Well, we had a tight group, so it wasn't really like that. But we would make moonshine out of the toilet bowls, and sometimes around the back, we would do tattoos.
Okay, first of all, I can't believe they still call
it
moonshine.
Look at this. Hold on a second. Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this tattoo.
Yeah, once the infection swells down, you're going to see that. It's going to be gorgeous.
That's Alec Baldwin.
Uh-huh. It's Alec Baldwin.
Wow. Didn't.
Anyways, sorry. Uh-huh. I get.
Thank you for coming here to this top secret government institution. Now, as you know from the ad, we are looking for somebody with.
Is this the bathroom?
Yes.
Sorry, the door was open. The door was open.
Nope, sure, no problem.
I can see it's not a bathroom, I'm sorry. But, okay, is it like down the hall or?
Yeah, the restroom's down the hall.
Okay, sorry about that. Sorry to interrupt.
Should I close the door?
No, you're fine. So
just don't want anyone to interrupt us.
You're fine, it doesn't matter. I'm in charge here. So your Craigslist ad said that
I was telling him like 6 months ago, is this the bathroom?
No, it's...
I mean, I have a private bathroom, so that's why I said yes earlier to the gym. The public restroom is just down the hall.
Okay, well, just so you know, they're telling people the door on the left. So
who's they?
The gentleman out front.
The gentleman out front is telling people that it's the first door on the left.
Yeah, the guy who's like, you know, I don't know if it's a security guard or like kiosk attendant. I don't know. You're sitting at a desk telling people like where to go and stuff. So
can I see your badge, please?
My badge? Yeah, sure. I'm a visitor. Here you go.
Visitor. Oh, what a weird name. You have a nice day.
The hell is that supposed to mean?
I saw from your Craigslist ad you are a general handyman, correct?
Yeah. That guy's still here, so I feel just a little weird.
So it's fine. I'm in charge. Yeah. So
sorry, there's a Piso Mahato sign. There's a Piso Mahato sign at the restroom, so I don't think I'm supposed to go in.
Oh, I think it's fine.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
It's very odd for me to interview with both of these men just standing right here.
Look, you're the one that posted the ad in Craigslist, and we're responding. This is a government, top secret government agency. Now,
were you looking for the bathroom too?
Oh, excuse me. I thought that this was the bathroom. I'm going to use restroom.
My shoulder. You got my shoulder.
Oh, shit. I'm not a great shot.
You shot General Handyman.
He's not a general.
He's not a general?
Craig, your website's doing really well. I don't know what else to say. Your website's doing really, really good.
Thanks, man. What kind of coin are we bringing in?
Coinage? I mean, heavy. I mean, we're talking gold, minted, you know, pure.
Boom. Just give me a number.
Yeah, right now, this month, we're doing about 80,000.
80,000? Not bad.
80,000 this month, yeah. So.
Thanks for really taking the reins on that.
Yeah,
you know?
No, are you kidding me? I'm so happy to build something together with a friend. I just was, you know, we did this together, and it's your name on there. So I figured, I don't know if you want to just, maybe we could talk about adding my name.
Craig and Joey's list?
Yeah, if that's fine.
I thought we Googled like that Joey and somebody and had it already.
Or like Joey and Craig. Joey and Craig, just like alphabetically, just like, you know.
I mean, it's pretty established as Craig's list, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for now. I just, you know, Nike changes their name, so.
What's the new name of Nike?
They haven't changed it yet, but it's, I just think that.
What are they changing it to?
Craig, you're getting off topic here, okay? I really think that, look, from the.
You come in here and you say that Nike has changed their name. And you don't know what it is?
Okay, everybody. We're done with Nike. That name is out the door, so I need ideas. Tip top.
You're hilarious, boss.
No. Jeff, don't say anything again unless it's an idea to replace our brand name, all right?
Ekind.
Be kind. All right.
Ekind. Nike backwards. Oh. Ekind.
Ekind. All right. That's actually, that's a pretty genius, Jeff. I apologize for my earlier comment.
Lunch on me.
All right. Hold on.
We could get Richard Kind to be a spokesperson.
We could get Richard Kind to do anything.
Well, no, I don't think it's kind. I think it's.
What? Ekind.
Ekind. Yeah.
I just like Richard Kind.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for coming. Please, so let me show you right this way. So this is the backyard area of this top secret government agency.
Oh, so this is a backyard.
Uh-huh. Wow. Oh, I didn't know there was going to be three of you.
Yeah, we worked on his backyard. He just wanted to come with us. So
they said they had another backyard to show me. I'm so sorry. Was I not?
It's just that there's clearance involved. And just give me 1 second. Oh, so I killed your friend as a... You know,
yeah, it startled me. It startled me.
Trevor, we're revoking your CIA privileges. Whoa.
When you call me Trevor, we're at happy hour, okay? So if we're on the clock, I need you to call me General Dap.
No, Don. I won't. Listen to me. Where are our fucking drinks, by the way? hey, you have killed now, I believe, 6 people and wounded a general. So yeah. That's too much. The body count is too high.
Tequila sunrise.
Thank you.
Margarita.
Who am I talking to?
Excuse me. Oh,
this place. Excuse me.
No.
And then I think we're going to be able to go to Prague. And then after that, we're going to be able to go to France. And then who knows? Trevor, where should we go? Because I know with your CIA badge, we could be able to fly anywhere we want on the government's dime. This is insane.
I don't find you attractive anymore, Lisa.
What?
You don't do it for me anymore, Lisa.
What are you talking about? I don't do it for you anymore.
Here's a tequila sunrise and a water with a splash of vodka.
Okay, there's a lot of salt on my water on the rim. Can I get that no salt on my water?
Lisa, do you know what the CIA actually stands for?
Covert Intelligence Agency or no, Central Intelligence?
Craig's Interests at Hand.
Craig's Interests at Hand. Who's Craig?
Yeah, that's the thing. They never tell you about Craig. And they don't tell you about Craig, Lisa, because there's a lot of secrets going on in that top secret government building. I'll tell you one secret that's not a secret anymore. I got fired.
What?
And I think you're ugly.
Oh my god, you were always below me. Oh my, I am taking everything.
Where are you going?
Where I'm going? I'm taking the car. Okay, get off of me. All right, bye.
I need you, please.
And then you just said, "Blow me." That's so intense.
I don't remember, but like, yeah, like something like that. So these shades here work really well on any complexion. Right. And so if you just buy 60 of these, right, you're going to be able to resell them for like
60.
Like 10 times more of whatever I'm selling them now to. And then also remember, you're your own boss.
Oh, I like that.
You're your own boss.
I like that.
Yeah. I also have a knife set that I really want to show you. Nice. And I also want to, so check these out. So
will I be able to sell these?
If you want. I mean, these are like super rare.
Where'd you get them?
I got them from a friend of mine at Craigslist. So,
hi there. Thank you for calling Joey's List. What ad would you like to post today?
I wanted to post a singles ad.
Okay. And before we get started, how did you find Joey's List?
Honestly, it was a reroute from trying to go to, I guess I put Craigslist.co.
It just gave me an error.
But then it gave suggested things that maybe I was looking for, and well, here I am.
Very nice. All right, what's your name, sir?
James.
James. Okay, let's get right to it. What are you looking for?
Well, listen, I'm looking to put up a singles ad.
Right. What are you looking for in a partner?
Oh, I haven't thought about it. Honestly, I'm just trying to keep this on the DL. I feel like Craigslist, everybody sees. But here on Joey's List,
It's exclusive.
Uh-huh.
James!
Oh, I got it. Can I call you back a little bit?
Yeah, who is that?
It's nobody. It's okay. Nobody.
Because you're not currently in a relationship. I'm looking for.
Why would I be getting a singles page if I was in a relationship?
All right, you call me back, James.
James.
James, I'm sorry. I was on. What was that? You're still on the phone.
So, Joey, I'm going over some of the tax documents from last year. I've been pretty hands off, you know, with this business. What is Craig's interest at hand?
You know, man, maybe you should do a better job of looking at after your own fucking portfolio, dude. Okay, it's not my fucking problem.
Well, it is because we are in this business together.
No, we're not. It's Craigslist. It's yours, Craig.
Yeah, but you've been working your ass off on it.
Yeah, I've been working my ass off on my own thing. You know, good luck when the CIA knock on your door and everything you've worked for gets taken from you. Just like you took it from me, Craig. Just like you took it from me. Your cat is drowning. Holy shit, your cat is drowning.
Hey, Joey. Nice to see you in the office. It's the man himself.
Joey.
I wanted to go over some of the coinage this month. Talk to you about what Joey's list is bringing in.
Let's get to it.
Right. Right now, we're at 80
80?
Month. Yep.
80 what?
What's that?
80 what?
Yeah. 80 what? 80 bones, 80 clams, 80 lead, you know, whatever you want to say.
What are you talking about? 80 what? $80? 80,000?
$80.
$80. Jesus Christ.
Ring, ring.
What's my overhead?
Oh, this is exciting. You're going to take it? Oh, ring, shit. Ring. Joey's going to take it. He's going to take his own.
Hello.
Hi, is this is Joey's list?
Yeah, yes.
The entirely phone-in website.
This guy's a fucking creepy.
That's scene one.
I like that idea, Craig. An entirely phone-in website.
Yeah, you fucking do.
Scene two comes from Charlie, who wrote, "Kevin, hope all is well with you and the rest of the gang. I'm looking forward to hearing the first episode back in person once it's safe to do so." Yeah, I guess we'll be knowing about that soon. And we'll let you all know. My suggestion is a person shits themselves in order to get out of being arrested. Joey or Caroline feel like the obvious choice here.
Wow, typecasting.
Thank you, Charlie. We got a robbery, it looks like, at the liquor store. I don't know. Should we take that? I mean, we're on our break.
I mean, it's kind of our route.
Yeah.
And it's actually, you know what? It's right there. This is the one. It's across the street right over there.
And that guy's walking kind of slowly out of it. Maybe
He looks like he's trying to walk super normal. I could see right through that.
Yeah. Let's give him a little question and answer here. Excuse me, sir. Pardon me. Hi there. Can we ask where your head is tonight? But he's waddling. We got a waddler. Sir, just hold up a minute. Could you hold up a sec?
Huh?
Hi there. Hi.
Hey.
My partner and I noticed you coming out of the liquor store there, and we just got a call from dispatch that there was a robbery, and just thought, did you see anything?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you see anything at the liquor store?
No. If I saw robbery, holy shit.
What's holy that shit. Brown paper bag?
Yeah, what do you got there? What do you got there? Did you buy something at the liquor store?
I traded in
It looks really full. Just let me take a peek. Let me take a peek-a-rooney inside of it.
Hold it. I'm sorry. I'm walking by here. I'm a lawyer. You need a warrant to search this man's property. How do you do, sir?
Wow. You ambulance chasers just hang out on the street now?
I parked behind you guys. Two specifically.
Oh, that was smart. Just follow the case as it's happening.
That's right. That's right. Now, this is my client.
He has to give you a dollar.
All right. Why don't you reach inside
that paper bag here, Junior, and hand the man a dollar.
Right. Sir, do you want me to represent you?
100%. 100%.
Okay, you got to just hand me $1. I'll wait. That's okay. Easy. And then
while we're waiting, can I ask what that smell is? Is anyone else getting a snout full of?
We're in front of a liquor store, for goodness sakes.
Oh, then they sell shit there?
I think there's homeless people around here. There's
whoa.
Excuse me, Esquire.
The unhoused. The unhoused.
Thank you.
The unhoused. I don't have a dollar. I don't have a dollar.
Well, I guess you don't have a client.
Maybe in
there.
That bag you got
a. Well, I got a five. I got a 10. I got 20s. I got loose bills. I got
it's
loose
gotta
bills.
Be a dollar. He's the officer knows. It's got to be a dollar.
Hey, buddy, did you shit yourself? Just curious. Yeah, we're going to have to take you in.
I don't think we want to take it.
Okay, you know what?
You still want your client here?
No, nope. Take him away.
Judd for the defense.
Stan, I don't want to take him. I don't want to take this guy.
We don't have a choice.
And then I shit my pants, and I didn't get arrested.
Hey, another round! Another round!
There's a tequila sunrise.
Sunrise.
Oh, Jamie, this is my table. Jamie, I heard the order.
I'll take them both. I don't care. I'll take them both.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for being so hospitable.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay for one of them, but you
thank
know.
Thank you, sir. Jamie, can I talk to you in the back?
You're welcome.
No, thank you.
What?
No, thank you.
I am the manager here, all right?
You're also my boyfriend.
No, not.
Do you guys, can you take this away from my table?
Sir,
I was just in the middle
of
the story.
You got a free drink. Just chill out for a second. All right.
Whoa, you gonna take that, man?
No, I'm not gonna take that.
Oh God, he's gonna poop again.
Oh God,
stand back.
Oh no,
what is that?
He's not pooping.
Guy's a machine.
He would be making noise if he pooped.
And then I got a free drink and a free appetizer.
Okay, well, we're just interviewing you. I don't know if your whole posse needs to be here for this, but...
Well, I mean, I just wanted... These are my references, so why not bring them here, right?
Okay. Well, we usually will check up and follow up on the references.
You don't need to phone them in. I'm just saying.
He's tight. Here, he's tight. He's tight as fuck.
Okay. Well, that's a colorful anecdote, certainly. Basically, we're looking for somebody to provide security during the, yeah. The graveyard shift.
I mean, yeah, check this out. Look at this.
Whoa.
Check that out.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I could right, fuck what? Up any wall.
Is that supposed to be a gun sound? Were you making a gun sound?
Well, he is. Yeah, he
that's
is.
Me.
Back.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I know it's just, it's not an automatic, but you understand. You know, it would do that if it
hey, is this the bathroom? Is this a bathroom?
Yes, it's the bathroom. I booked it for this meeting.
Oh, I gotta go. So you want to move your meeting or should I just go too?
Jesus. Okay, let's move out in the hall. Let this guy use the shitter.
Excuse me. That's what my poop sounds like.
So yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much free for every night. You know what I mean? If you're telling me that this is it, I mean, I can watch this bank, no problem. No problem.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hold on a second. My buddy just asked a question. I don't know, man. I don't know.
To me, it smells like opportunity. And
sounds boom! Like, in your face.
Yeah, in your face, dude. All right. You know what? I'm not really feeling that great.
All right. What's going on? You mean like
answer his question. Answer his question.
Stan, I think we're going to get in trouble for not arresting that guy.
What do you mean?
I got this note in my locker. It says the chief wants to see me, and it's usually not a good thing when I get notes like this.
So last your mind goes like, right to that arrest. I don't know, man.
Let's call it what it is. It was the not arrest.
Hernandez, Smith, in my office.
Fuck, how am I getting pulled into this?
Well, who do you think was with me during the not arrest?
Your partner. You. Hey, chief.
Shut the door behind you.
Shikung.
Did I read this report? Did you write up this report, Hernandez?
Well, here's the thing. Yes, I wrote the report.
This.
But a lot of the pieces of the report, do you believe in destiny?
I just got off the phone with the mayor. He just chewed my ass off because there's shit on the streets. And your report has it here, you know? So now now I got to chew. Don't know-how me. I'll have your goddamn badge and a gun in a second.
No. Just let me explain. Okay? You know how in the Big Bang of the universe, like...
The TV show? I love that show.
No. The universe, like it starts. It's a chemical reaction, and really, like destiny. Like I couldn't have arrested that guy. I wasn't destined to.
Hernandez, why don't you shut the fuck up and let the chief just yell at us?
You think that'll work?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll work. Listen to your partner here. Goddamn.
All right.
First time. Go ahead. Let me look at your report. You two, over the last year, have caused the city $6.2 million in damages. You've let six people go because they pooped themselves. Let 12 people go.
Blush. Oh, excuse me.
No, it's fine. Get out of here. We're trying to save money here. The mayor's been chewing my ass off, trying to get us to use.
Chief, can I ask a real quick question? Yeah. Is that the Hitari 3000?
Yeah.
That's a badass toilet. It actually says flush when you hit the flusher.
When you get up to my level, Smith, you'll get these perks, all right?
Does it have a little bidet built in?
What is going on? I'm not going to win re-election with this kind of thing happening in the city. This
Mayor,
is horrible.
We're working on it, Mayor. We're working on it.
Get off of me. Oh,
okay, give me. I brought you a bottle.
I don't want any more. I have to win re-election. I have to win re-election. These stupid people need to vote for me.
Oh. Mayor, I did that audit on the police department that you asked me to do. Apparently, they spent 90% of their budget on one toilet.
Don't give me numbers. Tell me what's going on.
They bought a $2 million toilet, the Hitari 3000.
$2 million? That's more than I make. How the hell did they get that so
it
much
money?
It
says flush when you flush it. So it
I want one. Well, we need to commandeer that. I need that toilet in my office now.
So we're taking the toilet from the police department?
Grab the back end there. I think we get the two of us could probably lift this son of a Hitari 3000.
Excuse me. Now, we hired you from Craigslist. With the impression that you are experts.
We are experts. We're going to have this toilet up and out of here.
It's very expensive.
It seems pretty expensive. Yeah.
It'll talk to you, actually.
What do you mean?
Well, it's sentient.
Huh.
It'll listen or it'll
hello,
talk?
Toilet.
You know, nobody ever asks it to listen, I bet.
It's not saying much.
Maybe. Well, it's because you're yanking it out of the ground.
Did you hire someone to move a toilet? I got a call from Joey's List.
Whoa, back off there, Joey's List. We got this one.
Look, I called saying I wanted jobs that involve toilets. List called me back.
Right.
Well, they at first I wasn't home.
Right.
And I don't. I don't have an answering machine, but I do. Yeah, I do have caller ID.
I see.
It said an unknown number call.
What are we about halfway through this?
Later, I call back. I realize it's Joey's List. The phone.
Well, sir, we did the surgery, and you will no longer be shitting yourself. You will no longer be shitting yourself. So I know
that wasn't my problem.
What do you mean?
I came in here for LASIK. What do you mean you did this surgery to make myself shit myself?
Yeah, we do
what kind of surgery is that?
We do a full body scan.
What is the name of the disorder that even has that? What are you talking about?
You wouldn't understand. It's Latin.
Well, just say it. I don't need to say it to you.
The point is, you won't be shitting yourself in public anymore, and that's a good thing.
I didn't have that problem. I am nearsighted. I came in here for LASIK. What do you mean? I can't shit?
Trevor, we're going to let you go from this LASIK office.
So you're calling by my name. You're calling by my first name, so that means that this lunch is on you? Is that what I'm assuming?
Sure.
Fred?
I'll take care of it, but we've had six counts of you going a little laser crazy. My butthole!
You check, please.
You shut my butthole.
Okay, Tim, that last one was just a little long on the ush. So give me a slightly shorter version on the read. We really appreciate it. When you're ready.
Push.
I was a little too quick. Sorry, I didn't mean to give you that bad direction. We do want to hear the word.
Flush.
Okay, now you sound like you're yelling at the person.
All right, hold on. Pardon me. I am an agent. I represent talent. Now, this artist here doesn't have to take direction from a session runner if he doesn't want to. How are you, bud?
Is that true?
If you give me $1 right now, I will represent you as your talent agent.
Okay, I have an agent. Is this going to be a conflict? Here's a dollar.
Terrific. Okay, now, why don't you relax? Welcome to the new world.
What do you mean you're firing me? I got you the Hitari 3000 voiceover deal.
Yeah, but the session runner was trying to give me all these notes, and then another agent...
You take the notes!
No, no, I got a new agent.
You're an actor.
Take this fucking note. Says,
well, that's the problem with our agent.
They hired you. Do the job. But you're saying some guy wandered in the middle of your session and offered
to
represent
I don't have to
you?
Take notes from session runners.
Oh, God, I've already spent the 10%.
Trevor, this is crazy. I'm going to have all my friends come over. They're going to be able to get their LASIK, obviously reduced price, family and friends. And then we're going to be able to see the world. We'll be able to see Prague.
Do you find yourself attractive? What? Do you, when you look in the mirror, are you happy with what you see?
Well, I can't really see. I need LASIK, but.
Let me tell you, it ain't good.
Two drinks?
What
one,
is your.
One with a straw?
Thank you.
Thank you. It ain't good.
Trevor, you got a lot of problems. What do you look? I don't know what's going on, but I got my
only
friends
problem.
In.
Only problem I have is I lost my job today.
You did what?
Okay, wait, don't leave me though. Don't
no,
leave
no, no.
Me.
I'm taking the
you're
drinks.
Too
I'm
ugly.
Taking
you're too ugly. You're not going to get
I'm taking the motorcycle. Gonna... Bye.
Dope. I'm sorry, sir. Are you making the noise of the motorcycle?
Yes.
That scene too. Oh, golly gosh. Oh, mommy, make it stop. Scene 3 comes to us from Patreon alchemaniac Mike Del Rosso, who simply wrote, "How about a stoned hitman?" Mike Del Rosso, thank you.
All right. Here's the name of the person. I'm sliding it across the desk. This is the person that I want you to...
Jim?
Off.
Jim? We've been working together for 17 years. You want to just say the name?
No. If I say the name, and if we're being tapped by the CIA, they got us right now.
Oh, since when are we being tapped by the CIA? And also, since when are people using the word tapped?
It's coming back.
Okay. So go with me on this. The CIA has tapped our conversation.
Gotcha.
And they hear you saying, I'm slipping this piece of paper across the desk.
Mm-hmm.
There's a name on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How stupid do you think the CIA
But they don't know the name.
Is.
And then he passed the paper to him, and then he said, do I look at it now? And what, then he
how
said,
is, what's the fucking name say? What's the paper say?
And how is this my interest at hand?
Well, sir, just based
on, I don't care at all.
Well, based on what your preferences were when you put in your profile to the CIA, that this is what you like.
Oh, it's some algorithm that's saying that I want to know about this conversation.
Yes, sir.
Between a mobster and a hitman.
Yes, sir. I thought it would be important to bring it to your attention.
So
we
then
don't
he
know
looks
what
at the
paper says.
I understand you're looking for new talent here. You just slide any piece of paper with any type of name, and I will take blah blah blah. You're looking for somebody to.
Hey, man, the bus is not here, dude. You're just going to have to chill out, all right? You're creeping everybody out talking to yourself.
I am actually looking for representation, though. Is that what you're offering? I don't know. I should just take the bus.
Yeah, man. This guy comes to the bus stop all. This is 7:04.
No. I'm just going to say it, okay? I'm stoned.
Yeah, we know, man.
And I'm a hitman.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh. Tell me any name. Oh. Tell me any name.
Oh. I'm just.
You want any name? Here's the name. Trevor.
Trevor. Okay.
So sorry about that. That's crazy. Guy comes over here stoned out of his mind, just saying that he's going to off somebody.
Yeah. Are you taking the express too?
No, I just like sitting at the bus stop. Oh.
You're really pretty.
I come every week, every Tuesday. Thank you.
James Garfield.
I look like James Garfield? No,
my name is James Garfield.
Oh, your name is James. Oh, pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. What's your name?
Yeah, what is it?
Two.
Are you Trevor? You're dead.
Hi, can I help you?
Oh, yeah. Is Trevor here?
I'm not familiar with a fellow employee here that goes by the name Trevor. You don't want anything to eat?
No, just looking for Trevor.
Oh, okay. Whoa. I'll have what he's having. Is there a Trevor that works there?
Hey, you can have what I'm having.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
You want to take a trip without leaving the farm?
I mean, if the destination is your headspace right now, then the answer is yes.
Mark, we got you on CCTV taking some kind of drug and then shitting yourself right there at the sandwich station. So we're gonna have to ask you to leave.
How is that airing on Canadian television? I don't understand.
Well, just the uplink we have, Ed, with Joey.
Can I get a foot long or what?
Yes, you can get a foot long, sir. If you just put a fucking foot in it.
Mark,
for a second.
Mark, come on, Mark. Don't do this.
I won't be talked like that.
Don't do this now that you're done.
Employee of the month, 11 to 12 months, and you're coming at me with this, you got high?
Mark, and then you shit yourself on the sandwich line, all right? We have to throw everything out.
You guys
can't have a sandwich.
That's on me and most of the sandwich meat. But the fact is, it's happened before. It'll happen again.
What do you mean it's happened before? What are you talking about?
You're acting like this is the first time anyone shit themselves on the line.
If I don't get a sandwich, I'm going to get my lawyer. And y'all going to be in trouble.
Hey.
I don't know if you...
Get your lawyer and come back. Can't wait.
Mark, hold on a second. I can't get sued for this. I can't get sued for not giving them a sandwich. This will ruin us.
You think that 14-year-old dipshit's going to come back here with a lawyer?
Look, lawyers are everywhere nowadays.
Hey, talk to me. What's going on?
You shit at the sandwich line.
There's nothing going on with my family.
There's nothing going on.
I'm going to need you to close the door behind you. I need you to take a drug test, Rick. I feel like you're not following the Assassin's Creed. Oh. So I've got this little cup here for you. And if you wouldn't mind, because I know how tricky we can be, I'd like you to pee in that cup in front of me.
Why don't you grab my dick and do it?
Are you serious?
Yeah, do it.
I mean, because I will. Don't ask if you don't want that.
No, yeah, that's what I want.
This is going to be awkward, okay? Let me lock the door.
For who?
Okay.
Phil, we have you on CCTV grabbing Rick's penis to make him pee. And that was on Canadian TV.
Well, what we need to do is we need to start having audio on these videos because contextually it made a lot of sense. I double checked. I had to do a drug test. You see him. He's bobbling back and forth like a bobblehead. All right?
Tom, sorry. Could you please read back the first three items on the list for the Assassin's Creed? I don't want to get lost.
Yes, sir.
What are the first three?
The first of the Assassin's Creed is that the assassin will always follow the oath taken. The second is, we'll always follow the orders of the contract. Mm-hmm. And the third is, we'll always fulfill the duty of the contract.
Okay, thank you. So for the fourth on the Assassin's Creed, do I have any ideas, any suggestions? There are no bad ideas at this point.
I mean, is this not a right time to say maybe we should change the name? I think we've gone far enough with Assassin's Creed.
What would you like to do?
Let's call it the...
I mean, we were Nike for years. Then we went with Assassin's Creed for some reason. And right. It just feels like we've lost...
The numbers dipped.
Just a big part of our branding.
Jeff, I know the numbers dipped. I know the numbers. You don't have to say it again. I don't need your...
They dipped all right.
Yeah. So I'm just putting it back out there. Maybe we want to switch to something new.
Can we circle back to the suggestion earlier of Ekin?
We couldn't get Richard Kind. That was the problem.
You guys have snacks here at this Walmart?
Yeah, aisle two.
And do you have guns?
No.
What?
At a Walmart, we don't sell guns, no.
Oh, I thought you did.
We used to, but then store policy said we're not going to be selling arms anymore.
Do you sell guns?
We sell guns, but we don't sell chips here.
Oh, wait. So you have guns, but you don't have snacks?
Yeah, it's a gun store. So we have guns.
Oh, this is a terrible day.
Well, this is Nigel's Chips and Guns, but the chips that you're looking for, I think, are crisps, which I don't sell. I sell French fries and guns.
No, I want...
Hello, this is Richard Kind. Please leave a message at the beep
and I swear to God I will call you right back.
Yeah, I'd like to leave a call for a job description for Joey's List. And this is the number I was given. We're looking to hire somebody to clean up some poop that's on the sidewalk. So if anyone knows anything about that.
Hello. I'm picking up.
Oh, okay. Hey. Yeah. So if you could just send somebody over. I hope you caught the part that I put on the recorder.
Oh, no, I heard you. I was deciding whether or not to answer the call. So you're saying there's picking up of feces involved?
Yes. Yes, that's the job.
And you called me?
Yes, this is the number that for Joey's List, right? Joey'sList.com.
Did George Clooney put you up to this?
I'm sorry, I don't know who that is.
You don't know who George Clooney is?
Oh, the actor? Oh, I mean, I know, but I don't know.
Let's go back to the point where you were confused by the name.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking about my friends. Like, I thought, you know, I got friends. My friends are Trevor, Rick,
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah,
Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Good morning.
What's happening? Why do you have a gun?
Oh, I'm going to kill you.
What? What are you laughing about?
I'm thinking about the Care Bears.
But you're going to kill me. That part's real. Do. Okay, that's a cute sound, but how are you going to kill me?
Oh. Oh, shit.
No, but it was just like, you know, is that Richard Kind picking up dog shit?
Who's
Richard Kind? How am I supposed to do this? It's getting everywhere.
Just like an iconic comedic actor. Just
like what movies?
It's all over my hands.
I think Total Recall. I think he was in that.
Oh, my God.
I think he was in...
The comic actor in Total Recall?
Yeah. God. It was like this comic relief in every movie.
Why did you say yes?
Sorry, Richard. I can't get you out of this contract because you fired me after I got you a Pixar movie.
Right. That was my mistake. And I apologize over and over, and I'll keep apologizing. Please come back to the phone.
We don't have a relationship anymore. Like, just looking at this contract, whoever your agent is, he's got you locked into this picking up shit thing for a while. You know, you're not free to do anything.
Oh, you got to help me, please. There's got to be a way to get... What if I hired that stoned assassin?
To kill who?
The agents I signed up with. Are you not following this?
Okay. All right. Okay. So hire the stoned assassin on Joey's List.
Yes.
Which takes forever. He'll kill the agents.
But I'll be able to call them and talk to them. I'll be able to talk to somebody instead of just hiring over the internet, which I don't trust.
Okay. This is good because there's a lot of interest in you, Richard, and I've already spent the 10%. So
there's got to be a lot more 10%, my friend.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, let's get this hitman in the mix.
Greg, it's Tony. I'm just here to check up on you and see if you got that rent check for me.
The rent check?
Yeah, it shouldn't be that surprising or confusing.
Right, it's the first of the month, or
right,
second of the month by now, right?
It's actually the fifth. So,
right,
if you could just slide the check under the door, that'd be great.
Okay, sliding it.
Hey, man, you in line for the bathroom? You, sir,
talking to me?
Yeah, who's standing outside the door? Right?
No, I'm waiting for a. I'm just waiting for a check. Just got to slide it under the door.
So. This bathroom got
Who is that out there, Tony?
I don't know. Just somebody, I guess.
All right, Craig. Can you see it? I slid it.
I don't see it. Where is it?
Okay, wait. Which door? Which door are you at? Because I'm sliding a check under the door.
Well, I can hear you and you hear me, right?
I think this is the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hear me out. I know you're a little high. I know you're here to kill me. But what if I represented you in some kind of, you know, assassin's union or something? Now. All we need to do to make this all go away is you just hand me a dollar. Just give me $1. Dollar. Share the wealth. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I stay alive, you stay alive, and you're well represented.
No. That's it, and then you kill the guy, and that's how it ended up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's dead.
I don't know if this is a movie, but I got to tell you, that's a great story.
There's one thing you should know. I'm now your agent.
Finally!
Oh, this is what you wanted.
Yes, I'm trying to get out of picking up poo.
Oh, about that.
Why is everyone laughing at me picking up poo?
I got you a movie deal. It's
keep
called,
talking.
It's called Poop Picker Uppers.
Okay, I have to ask this, and I mean this with the most respect possible. Are you high?
I am definitely high. Definitely,
Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, we have a new applicant for the communications job.
Ta-da! Oh, this toilet!
Mr. Mayor,
flush. Did you hear that?
I did. I did.
It makes
Richard. Richard Kind
the
is
sound
here. He says
of a flush.
No,
who?
Richard Kind. He says he has
Richard Kind.
Yes.
From Total Recall.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes. Spin City as well. But
bring
yet.
Him in. Bring him in. Right. And wash your fucking hands.
Me or you? You're the one pooping.
You wash your fucking hands.
You're so specific and anal about this stuff. Mr. Kind, please, this way.
I can't believe I'm meeting the mayor. I'm going to meet the mayor. This is so good. Hello.
Dick, how are you?
Hello. I'm well. Can I be honest? I thought your office would be bigger.
Oh, really?
I'll leave you two alone.
Thank you. Can I get a cheese sandwich?
I'm gonna
get him a cheese sandwich, please.
Yeah, I'm getting it. I'll get it from the restaurant.
He seems nice. That's really the assistant mayor.
One of my favorite sandwiches is just bread and cheese as well. We have a lot in common, Bridget.
Okay, so Mr. Mayor, I thank you for allowing me to come in today. I'm doing a movie. I know that's hard for you to believe. I'm doing a movie and I'm playing a mayor. I was hoping I could follow you around.
Playing a mayor. This might just be exactly what I need. How would you like to be the mayor of L.A.?
Wait a minute. You mean really be the mayor?
Why don't we switch places? A little Freaky Friday, if you will.
Is that really a thing?
Freaky Friday?
Hey, guys, can I order a cheese sandwich, please? Hold the shit.
Absolutely. I just got LASIK, so I will not be shitting myself anymore.
How did it go? Was it fast? Was it pretty fast, the procedure?
It took hours. It took hours.
Is that good or bad? I don't mean like 2 hours.
Okay. Is this bread? I can't.
Yeah.
Can't tell. Wheat. Okay. All right. Is it wheat?
It is wheat.
I can't tell. I can't see for shit. But I'm not shitting myself anymore.
That's our show. I can't see for shit, but I'm not shitting myself. Oh, and let's thank all of our alchemists, please, starting with Mr. James Heaney. James, you're going to be with us, but I understand you're leaving town.
Yeah, I'm leaving town tomorrow morning, bright and early. I'll be recording from Chicago.
Okay. What's going on in Chicago? Something fun, I hope?
Just seeing family. I'm completely 100% vaccinated now, and it's time to see the family.
So you're dub-vaxxed plus 14. Is that what you're saying?
Well, by the time I arrive, it'll be plus 14.
Okay, sweet. And what were your after effects from that second shot?
I was okay, but Erin, she said it felt like the worst flu she ever had, and it lasted about a day, and then she was fine.
That's good. I don't remember asking about Erin, but give her my love.
I was fine, though. I had one night where I had maybe some awkward dreams, but perhaps they were inspired by a fever or something. But that I didn't really get sick.
Chris, would you like to hear more about the awkward dreams?
No, I'd like my imagination better. Okay. James's awkward dreams.
Right?
Yeah, no, I can go there. Spend a lot of time there.
Chris, what can folks find when they go to chris-alvarado.com?
Oh, my gosh. You can find... pictures of me that don't actually represent, you know, who I audition for. You know what I mean? So you have pictures of me of who I wish I should be, but that don't line up with how casting sees me. So that's
so my the pictures fault. Are like James Bond stuff, and then you're that's going right. to out to read for
boyfriend.
Sure. Gotcha.
Comedy.
Sure.
So real big disconnect there. Mm-hmm. Real big disconnect. So spend some time there looking around, looking in my eyes, and you'll see not much comedy happening there in those eyes. You know what I mean?
But the opportunity for you to teach comedy is there, right?
Well, opportunity for me to teach improvisation, not necessarily in the comedic style. We've been doing more dramatic work. That's
kind
right.
of Cassavetes.
That's right. If you want to do some drama, get real and honest, go to chris-alvarado.com/workshops and come take a workshop or come watch a workshop
Ooh.
For free.
Ooh.
Sit in the Zoom room and just check out what's going on. You'll be amazed. Period.
I want to thank you hear for more about James's dreams.
Okay, O'Toole, this is your opportunity. Well, how do you imagine James' dreams?
I feel like James, in my opinion, I think when James doesn't have enough coffee, the dreams are psychotic and probably span the world of possibility that we could never imagine. So,
all right, fair enough.
As long as he keeps them in his head. But thanks for having me. This has been always, it's always fun, and I appreciate it.
We'll
okay, cool.
Tool.
Can you come to lunch on Friday with me and Chris? Because apparently Craig wants nothing to do with
it. Yeah, I'll be anywhere, man.
Okay, cool. Craig, thank you so much for joining us today.
Kevin, if you saw a group of baboons, you would refer to them as a congress?
A congress tribe, of baboons.
Or a tribe?
Or a tribe.
Troop, either spelling of troop, uh-huh. or a flange, which I think is I prefer. I'd rather run into a flange of baboons.
I like a flange of baboons. Not crazy about my family, the baboons, but I like a flange. A flange. Any thrilling adventure things coming up?
No.
Excellent. Joey Greer.
Yes. I love that it's called a Congress of Baboons. That's so funny. They get it. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything that's going on right now except I've been just practicing martial arts on my own. No instructor. No sound, just me trusting my body and trusting my moves.
Which specific arts are you studying?
Martial arts. Mixed martial arts. I'm getting ready to go in the octagon.
Oh, the mixed.
Mm-hmm. So just pretty much whatever. Well, you know, anything. When it's ready, I can't wait to debut. It's going to be great.
At some point, are you guaranteed fists of steel?
I don't even know. How do you know that? Is that a for sure thing? Do I get steel fists?
All right, and let's thank our engineer and producer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you that we love to hear from you. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Recently, James read off a review insisting that we had received several new reviews. So thank you all who wrote them in. And we encourage you to
just poured in. I should have had it up so I could read another one. We've got more reviews this month
you
than should've. Maybe ever.
Yeah, you should have, James. That would have been helpful.
Sorry.
something to look forward to, buddy. Be kind to each other, please. Until next time.
How can we do this?